everyone. Welcome to Spanish Pod. We've got a newbie lesson for you today. It's called, Can I Borrow Money? My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Liliana, can I borrow some money?
No.
Will you spot me some dough?
No.
Will you float me some, just a little bit of salad over
no.
here?
No.
No?
I'm kidding. It's such a, you know, I think money, it's a very difficult,
it's
you
a
know.
Touchy subject,
yeah, it's
right?
a touchy subject, mm-hmm. definitely.
So, can I have some money?
No. And our keyword for today is prestas.
Prestas. That's the verb prestar, right?
Right.
Okay. Usually means to borrow.
Yes. Prestar.
Okay. So prestas?
It's in this form is to me. So it's me prestas.
Me prestas. What
yes.
is that?
It's can you borrow me?
Can you borrow me?
Well, that's the way I'm just doing the translation, but it actually means, you know, can you lend me money?
Oh, can you lend me money?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It doesn't work when I do the translation, but that's what it means.
Hmm. So prestar means both to borrow and to lend.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. We have one. We're simple.
Okay. Why don't we listen for that keyword in the dialogue? We're going to hear it three times.
Dialogue. First time.
¿Me prestas dinero?
Sí.
Te lo devuelvo mañana.
No hay problema. Second time.
¿Me prestas dinero?
Sí.
Te lo devuelvo mañana.
No hay problema. Third time.
¿Me prestas dinero?
Sí.
Te lo devuelvo mañana.
No hay problema.
We're back, and we're going to start with a translation.
¿Me prestas dinero?
Will you loan me money?
¿Me prestas dinero?
Will you loan me money?
¿Me prestas dinero? Sí.
Yes.
Sí.
Yeah.
Sí. Te lo devuelvo mañana.
I will return it to you tomorrow.
Te lo devuelvo mañana.
I will return it to you tomorrow.
Te lo devuelvo mañana. No hay problema.
Oh, there's no problem.
No hay problema.
No problem.
No hay problema.
Okay. So that's pretty simple, I think. Somebody's asking for money and they agree and mm-hmm. tomorrow they'll pay them back.
Yeah. So as he says.
I think we better talk about that after the
breakdown,
right?
Yeah, we'll talk about
right?
culture and Latino and borrowing money and lending right. money.
For now, why don't we talk about this first sentence, which is, can I borrow money?
¿Me prestas dinero?
Okay, literally this is, will you loan me money, right?
Right.
Okay, so what's the word for money?
Dinero.
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 Okay, I think a lot of people already know this word, dinero.
Yes.
Means money.
Money.
Dinero. And then how about the key word, which was?
Prestas.
Prestas. That's you lend or you loan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how you say it to me? Will you loan to me?
Me. Me prestas.
Me prestas. Okay. Me prestas. So what we have is to me, you lend
money.
And then mm-hmm. it's a question, right? So to me, you lend money. When we speak English, it's will you lend me some money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then how does that go?
Me prestas dinero.
And the answer is?
Sí.
Sí means yes.
Yes. Easy.
All right. And then the person reassures them that they're going to get their money back the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So how do we say the next day?
Mañana.
Mañana. That's tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. Mañana. Okay. And then I return.
Devuelvo.
Devuelvo. Mm-hmm. Right? That's devolver.
Yes.
Okay, that's to return something
yes.
that you borrowed.
Devolver.
So you can use it for library books and
yes, exactly.
sweaters.
Devolver.
Okay.
Okay. Sweaters.
Well, yeah. Don't you always borrow sweaters?
Yes, you do. That's true.
I don't.
You don't?
I don't borrow sweaters. No.
I do.
Okay.
I'm usually cold. Sucks.
Yeah. All right. So how about I will return it?
Lo. Lo devuelvo.
Lo devuelvo. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how about I will return it to you.
Te lo devuelvo.
Te lo devuelvo.
Te lo devuelvo.
Okay, now in English, this would be to you, it, I return.
Yes.
Right? Which
tomorrow.
Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
No. But in Spanish, that's how it goes.
Yes.
Okay, so Spanish word order is a little bit different than English.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's put it all together. I'll return it to you tomorrow.
Te lo devuelvo mañana.
Ah. And then the person is like, don't worry about it. No, there's no problem.
No hay problema.
No hay problema. What's that word, problema? It sounds like problem.
Problema is problem.
Oh, okay.
It's easy.
That's
just
easy. Problema.
Problem.
Mm-hmm.
Problema.
Problema. Okay. And then there is a problem.
Hay problema.
Hay problema. That hay is there is or there are, right?
That's right.
Okay. It's an existence particle. There's no person to it. It's just there is or there are. But wait a second. Here it's there is no problem.
Yeah. So you put a no in the front. That's a negative. So okay. It's no hay problema.
No hay problema.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Pretty good.
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah. No hay problema.
No hay problema. Let's listen to the dialogue again.
Okay.
Dialogue. First time.
¿Me prestas dinero?
Sí.
Te lo devuelvo mañana.
No hay problema.
Second time.
¿Me prestas dinero?
Sí.
Te lo devuelvo mañana.
No hay problema.
Third time.
¿Me prestas dinero?
Sí.
Te lo devuelvo mañana.
No hay problema.
All right, we're back. Now, seriously, Lily, can I borrow 100?
No.
Jeez.
Yes, you can, JP.
I don't really need 100.
Me lo devuelves mañana.
Oh, sure, I will. Wink, wink.
Okay, I want to talk about, you know, lending money and borrowing money and
okay.
all that.
Why? Is it different than...
Well, I don't know.
What I'm used to?
In the States, is it very common to say, oh, can I borrow money?
Well, we try not to. Because I'm from Seattle and we're all trying to like mind our own business.
Yeah. Well, you know, in Mexico or Latinos, it's very common. It's mm-hmm. like normal, you know.
Okay.
If someone doesn't have money, it's like, oh, I have no money. Oh, don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's we do that a lot.
Okay.
But also we say that there's a big lie. In fact, it's one of the biggest lies.
Okay.
That is the phrase... Te lo pago mañana.
Okay, I'll pay you tomorrow.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a bad thing to lie about.
I know. And usually, you know, when people say that, you say, yeah, yeah, you know, because...
Right. You don't believe them.
You don't believe them. And it's... I'm not saying that everybody does. I'm mm-hmm. not saying that every Latino, Mexican, whatever. No.
He's a moocher.
No. No. But it's, you know, they tend to forget.
They tend to forget. Well,
yes.
It slips your mind. If you don't, you know, if you don't have it in your mind to bring money that day,
mm-hmm.
how are you going to have it in your mind to bring money the next day?
Exactly. No, but the worst thing is a lot of people, they feel bad asking for the money back.
Okay.
You know, but I don't think you should feel bad because if he has, you know, is he very comfortable to ask you for money?
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be comfortable to ask also for like, hey, remember, can you pay me back? I have mm-hmm. no money right now.
Okay.
So. Just do it like that.
You know, Lily, speaking of this, I think you owe me 500.
No. Yeah, nice try. I could never ask you for 500.
No. You keep track of stuff, don't you?
I do.
You're very...
I'm very... No, in fact, you tend to forget that I borrow money from you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just have it coming out my ears.
Yeah, right. But you do. Sometimes I'm like, here, what's this for? You forget it.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, next time I'll go through my accountant and we'll all be square.
Yeah, just let me know.
All right.
Anyway, guys, if you have any questions, comments about this lesson, just go to SpanishPod.com and we'll answer whatever you ask.
Absolutely. For now, we should say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.